Hi everybody. I am Sachin Sheth. I'm a Principal Program Manager on the Azure Data Lake Store team. And today I wanted to talk about the SQL Data Warehouse Polybase support for Azure Data Lake Store. So before we start, I wanted to just go into why this support is needed. From what we have seen so far, the most common pattern involving Azure Data Lake Store is such. We have data coming in from various sources, such as relational databases, on-prem Hadoop and on-prem Hadoop file systems. We also have real-time data. All this data is coming in and being ingested into Azure Data Lake Store. We have analytic workloads, such as Azure Data Lake Analytics, which clean this data and then cook it, and then want this data to be analyzed using various interactive analytic tools. And the most common tool that we have seen our customers use is SQL Data Warehouse. So how do you get the data from Azure Data Lake Store to SQL Data Warehouse today? To do that, customers have to use tools such as Azure Data Factory. And this Azure Data Factory takes data from Azure Data Lake Store and puts in row by row into SQL Data Warehouse. Data is then available in SQL Data Warehouse to be used by web portals, by interactive tools like Power BI, or just running queries directly into on SQL Data Warehouse itself. So this works, but there's a lot of inefficiency and slowness around how Azure Data Factory copies this data from Data Lake Store to SQL Data Warehouse. So can this be done in a better way? And yes, and that's what Polybase support will provide. So this is the common customer pattern again, but implemented differently. So what's the difference? The difference we see is in how the data will be accessed by SQL Data Warehouse from Azure Data Lake Store. The Polybase support is used to access the data directly from Azure Data Lake Store without using any intermediary like Azure Data Factory. Not just that, this access is done in a very performant, scalable fashion. So how do we go about doing it? So in this, the steps that are involved in order so that you can use Polybase from SQL Data Warehouse are these. You first have to create an ADL Store account. And you also have to obviously create your SQL Data Warehouse instance. Once you have done that, you need to create something called Service Principal. And Service Principal is really an Azure Active Directory entity that allows you to do access, authorize, and it's an entity that can be authorized non-interactively. So especially in the transfer of data from Azure Data Lake Store to SQL Data Warehouse, you want the transfers to be non-interactive, not requiring the users. Usually you would be having the loading happening when at the end of the day when all the data has been received. So this special entity called Service Principal will be used to access data from Data Lake Store that is stored in Azure Data Lake Store by SQL Data Warehouse. You have to create the Service Principal and then provide it permission so that it can access the data appropriately from Data Lake Store. As we all know, Data Lake Store provides ACLs on files and folders, so you have to provide the appropriate ACLs for the Service Principal also. Once you have set this all up, you can then run your query to run in SQL Data Warehouse. You can use your favorite tool, you can run even in the browser, or you can run SQL Server Management Studio to create a query that can be used to identify the service principal you want to use, the database you want to use, the files folders you want to use, and then just run your queries as you would normally run against any database within SQL Data Warehouse. So these are the steps. So let's see this in action. So this is my dashboard here. As you can see, I have an Azure Data Lake Store account created, which is running. I have a SQL Data Warehouse instance also running. To connect these two, as we mentioned, we need to use Create a Service Principal. How do you do that? To get to the Service Principal, what you have to do is go to Azure Active Directory. Once you have done that, you have to go to the Classic portal. In Classic portal, the first step that you have to do is go to Applications. And again, what the steps that I'm talking here as to how to create a service principle have been documented on Azure Data Lake Store documentation site. But I'm just going to walk you through so you have a good feel for what we are doing. So first thing that you have to do is to create a new application. So you will say add. Let's identify it with a nice name here. So this application name is what you have to remember, because that's what is going to be used to identify throughout the system. So let's just remember, we note this down on Notepad or tool of your choice. You have to provide some URL, which is just has to be unique. There we go, we have two unique URLs. And in this first step, what we're doing is creating an application. Now, once we are within the application, you have to go and configure it. The service principle consists of three main identities. One is the client ID. So if you see the client ID over here, this is what you need to copy it. So just click on the copy icon and copy it to Notepad or any other tool as we mentioned. Each client ID will have a key or a secret that will be used to authenticate this client ID. So to get to that, you go to the keys section. In the keys section, we'll select the maximum duration of how long this key will, after what duration it will expire. It will be available to you shortly. So once you have done that, selecting the duration, then you go and click on Save. We are waiting again for this key to be created and provided to you. As you can see, now you have in this section a key that is available. So you go and again save this key. Once you have saved this key, you need to get one more entity to identify this particular service principle. So you have to go in to say view endpoints. In the endpoint app endpoints that you see, we need the one that is the OAuth2 token endpoint. This is because OAuth2 is a protocol used by Azure Data Lake Store. So again, go and click on save or copy rather, and copy it onto your Notepad. So at this point, you have a service principle that is created with its client ID, with its key and its auth endpoint, as well as the name of the application to which this service principle belonged. So we are done with getting the credential that will be used to authenticate the SQL Data Warehouse instance access to Azure Data Lake Store. The next step that we have to do is to apply the service principle to Azure Data Lake Store so that it has the appropriate permission. So let's go again back to my homepage. We'll go to the dashboard again. We'll go into the Data Lake Store. You'll go into Data Explorer. So in this case, I want to apply permission to my entire folder, all the folders within this particular Azure Data Lake Store account. So I'll go to Access. In this case, I have a particular, you go to Add, in fact. So you can now search on this application that we had created. I did not really create it, I just went and created a demo one, but I do have something that I had already created. So let's pull that up. So this is the application that I had created earlier on. I'll say select. And then it asks me for certain permissions that I want to enable for the service principle. So I'm going to say read, write, execute. I'm going to say, in this case, I want it for this folder as well as all the children. And in addition, you will have to select, in this case, I'm going to select an access permission entry and a default permission entry. What this does is that any file or folder that's created after this within this folder structure will have permissions allowed for this service principle that we had created. So we say OK. And as you can see, it's gone ahead and applied the circuit. You can see this green check mark which says successfully assigned permissions. So what this means is now my service principle has access to all the files and folders that are stored within this Azure Data Lake store. So which is the file and folder now we want to work on? So we have basically data stored in Azure Data Lake store, and I want to in unstructured format. I want in text and file format, in the text format in this case, I want to access a particular file from SQL Data Warehouse and run analysis on it. So let's go and navigate to the folder which has that particular file. What I'm going to work on in this example is look at search data, search log.tsv. As you can see, it's a tab separated value file. There are seven columns, and what this basically has is all the queries that are coming in and what were the URLs that were provided back to the user. It's a relatively small file with about 25 rows, and what I wanted to do was access this file and this information from SQL Data Warehouse. How will I do that? So to do that, as I said, was we had already created a SQL Data Warehouse instance. I am now going to open SQL Server Management Studio and write a query so that I can access the data stored in Azure Data Lake Store. So what are the steps involved here? The steps that are involved here are these. You have to first create a database scoped credential. In this specific statement, the things that you have to provide are what we had captured, as you'll recall, the client ID. So the first part is the client ID. The second part is the OAuth2 token endpoint, which where you have to go to get the OAuth2 token. So here you have again the OAuth2 token endpoint. The other element that we had stored corresponding to the service principle is the secret or the key. That's what I'm providing. So this is what I'm providing as part of the database scoped credential. So once the credential is set up, I have to now identify the source that I'll use it with. So I'm creating an external data source called TSADL, and what I'm providing here is the URL corresponding to the Data Lake store account. And this is how we provide it, and you say that the credential that's to be used with this external data source is the one that you already defined earlier, the database scoped credential. So this sets up the source and what credentials I should use, but what is the file format that I'll be using in order to access the file that I'm accessing? What file format will it have? So this is what I'm defined here. Basically, I've said the external file has a format which is which is a tab separated value. So step four is creating a table on top of the data that I'll be reading, and that's what I'm doing in this specific table. In this statement, I'm providing it the seven fields that I expect to be reading. I'm also pointing to exactly which file I'm reading, which we saw was the searchlog.tsv. I'm also identifying it the data source which we defined earlier over here, and I'm also telling what file format this has. So as you can see, in order to access Azure Data Lake Store from SQL Data Warehouse, you have just to use a few statements, which is get database scope credentials, creating an external data source, defining the file format, and using all of that to create an external table on that specific file. So let's see if this actually works. So I'm just going to do SLX star on the specific table that we create, external table that we created and executed. And there we have it. So we have about 4 seconds and we executed and got back the 23 rows that we saw in the file that was the text file, the TSV file that we had stored on Azure Data Lake Store. So this is a very simple example where we have enabled connectivity from SQL Data Warehouse to Azure Data Lake Store using the Polybase support and not using any intermediary. The example here is about an external table, but the benefits that you'll really see are where you'll be loading SQL Data Warehouse with all the data from Data Lake Store, maybe tens of terabytes, maybe hundreds of terabytes, or even more, and then loading all of that into SQL Data Warehouse using Polybase, and then doing your queries interactively on it, because that's where you'll truly see the performance benefits. All this data that you have stored in Data Lake Store, you get it into SQL Data Warehouse, and then run queries on it, and really get insights into all that data pretty quickly, rather than having to access each row or each file from Data Lake Store as you're running the queries. So we expect that our customers will see a lot of value out of this feature, and we really hope you give it a try and really get a lot of value from all the data that you have stored in Azure Data Lake Store. Thank you.